Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Peaceful Home Birth. Can you really rewire your brain to increase the joy and peace, reduce stress in your pregnancy, as well as have a pleasurable birth? Yes. Yes, you can. And I know this because I did it, and I've taught other women how to take their thoughts captive and use the tools found in the Bible, backed up by neuropsychology, to take the thoughts captive that are not serving you well, as well as even causing illness, and replace them with truth. This is powerful, and I can't wait to share it with you. The first tool that I used when rewiring my brain from fear to faith. But first, today is the last day to get my ebook, Finding Joy in Pregnancy and Birth, for free. When you sign up to be a founding member of the Peaceful Home Birth Hub today, you will get this as a bonus. So if you haven't heard, I'm creating a birth course unlike any other. I'm using the Bible, neuropsychology, and my practical experience from attending and having home births to teach you how to find joy, peace, and confidence in your home birth preparation. I'm only accepting the first 10 women into this program, so this will never be offered again. As a founding member, you will have group coaching with me for 8 weeks to go over topics like learning how God designed birth to work, how to practice mindfulness and be confident about your decisions, knowing and practicing the practical labor techniques that you need to breathe through labor, how to set up your birth space, what you need, planning for your postpartum, knowing what to do in case of some common complications, and then using neuropsychology to break through fear and promote a healthy, joy-filled pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. These 8 weeks spent with me will then be turned into a self-paced course, and the price will double. So get in now, have a front row seat in creating a home birth course unlike any other. Link to the payment is in the description. Order today, and I'll get you the free copy of my workbook to get you started. All right, let's get into the show.
Welcome to the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast, where your journey to a joyful and empowered birth experience begins. I'm your host, Allie McLean, a registered nurse, home birth coach, devoted wife, and proud mother to four incredible kiddos. I've walked the path from trauma to triumph, and I'm here to guide you every step of the way. At the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast, we're more than just a show. We're a community of dreamers, believers, and fearless mothers-to-be. If you're seeking to reclaim your birth story, to transform fear into confidence, and to embrace the beauty of home birth, you've found your tribe. My own transformative journey began with a traumatic C-section, propelling me on a quest to uncover the power of home birth, and now I'm on a mission to help you rise above your past, prevent needless C-sections, and stand firmly in the certainty of your dream birth. As a devoted follower of Jesus, I believe that his divine design for birth is inherently good. It is a reflection of his love, strength, and grace. If the dream of home birth has been planted on your heart, know that it's there for a purpose, and I'm here to stand with you as you pursue it wholeheartedly. In a world filled with racing thoughts and doubts, I'm your guide to taking those thoughts captive, making them obedient to Christ, and replacing them with the liberating truth. Together, we'll navigate the challenges that lie ahead, finding not only freedom, but also unbridled joy on your path to motherhood. This podcast is a haven for the woman who has faced the darkness of a traumatic birth and has questioned whether home birth is within her reach. Here we shatter those doubts. Join us for illuminating interviews with remarkable birth workers who share our reverence for the sanctity and splendor of birth. Listen to inspiring women as they recount their triumphant birth stories, each a testament to the strength that resides within you. So whether you're just starting to explore the world of home birth, or you're already on this radiant journey, the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast is your sanctuary, your wellspring of knowledge, and your unwavering support system. Get ready to be inspired, to be empowered, and to embark on a path that leads you to the birth you've always dreamed of. It's time to experience the Holy Spirit's power, to embrace the beauty of birth, and to create a legacy of love and strength. Are you ready to transform your birth experience? Let's dive in.
All right, so first, What is neuropsychology? Well, this is a branch of science that studies the physiological processes of the nervous system and how it relates to behavior and cognition. So, what this means is God created our brains to heal and rewire to focus on what is good. And how we think impacts a lot of different things, and it impacts our health, being one of them. Our thoughts lead to feelings, which lead to actions, and that determines health and outcomes. The Bible says in Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence, and if there is any praise, dwell on these things. Why would God say that? Well, he knows that it changes you. And starting at your thoughts and then moving through your emotions, this has been shown to impact even your genetic code, way down to even a quantum level, way further than what I could understand right now. But the science is just catching up with what the Bible has told us is true. And that is so extremely fascinating. I love when science backs up the Bible. So my first home birth, right? I was so full of fear. I had been told lies, and I had to rework my beliefs about birth, my beliefs about my body, my beliefs about pregnancy. And this is when I first learned about neuropsychology. So this was a little over probably 6 years ago. And I started learning more about the mind-body connection and how powerful it is. Oftentimes, we just kind of focus on that physical, right? Especially when you're planning for pregnancy. You want to work on working out. Oh my goodness, my first baby, I was so committed. I worked out 3 days a week. I swam. I was in the best shape of my life. And still, it did not impact my birth outcome. And now looking back, it's because I had missed two critical components of how connected my body is. I was missing the spirit and I was missing my mind. And, you know, we focus on eating healthy and living a low-tox lifestyle. All of that is wonderful, right? We shouldn't neglect that. Our physical body, we should be treating our bodies like the temple that they are, right? But when we neglect stewarding our mind, which looks like thoughts coming into our mind and just letting them run wild. And then we're neglecting our spirit, which is like the relationship with the Lord, allowing the being right with the Lord and forgiveness and all of this stuff. I learned that my brain or our brains, they actually don't know the difference between thoughts and reality, which is so crazy. We can actually use that to our advantage. And I really had to with my first baby, where my reality said I would always end up having C-sections, right? Because that's what the doctor said. That's what I had had. My brain did not know that that was a possibility until I started telling it to imagine myself giving birth vaginally. And I know that sounds so crazy, but our brains are absolutely fascinating. And when you start diving into the science of how your thoughts can impact, this is not woo-woo manifestation. This is literally, they have pictures of neurons connecting with each other, impacting the neurotransmitters and the healthy hormones and everything. I mean, this is so extremely fascinating. But I learned that I can use my imagination that the Lord gave me to my advantage. And today I want to share with you the one trick that I did daily, okay? And this is really, really important. Doing it consistently really backs up the thoughts that you want to have, right? And this needs to be done for at least 67 days. Science has shown that it takes that long to create a new thought pattern that's automated into your system. This helped me rewire my brain for a pleasurable birth. That birth was absolutely euphoric. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. I had the best time of my life. So this is a hack.
Okay, and now it's time to share one of my sponsors with you. After my first birth, which ended in a traumatic C-section, I started researching literally everything, including things that go in and on me and my family's body. I started getting rid of everything, first starting with cleaning products and then over-the-counter meds. But makeup has been the hardest thing for me to replace. It seems as all the natural makeup is in powder form, and with the type of covers that I like, it just was not cutting it. That's when I found Araza Beauty's all-in-one coconut cream foundation. This foundation actually improves my skin while providing sun protection and, of course, even coverage. With a dewy finish, almost like a BB cream, it's perfect for everyday wear. Plus, it's packed with ingredients like jojoba oil, probiotics, antioxidants, and zinc oxide, which provides SPF 28 coverage. I also love that Araza Beauty is a woman-owned and dedicated to giving back to victims of domestic violence. I feel great about supporting this company, which makes its super luxurious makeup even more satisfying. Now, I recommend with starting with the foundation. See what I did there? Foundation. You won't regret it. Just to make it easier for you, Araza is giving my listeners a special discount of 15% off. So go to arazabeauty.com and use the code EMPOWEREDBIRTH at checkout. When I figured out that neuropsychology might be a missing link to getting rid of fear, making confident decisions, and really the Bible told me that I should renew my mind, right? So how was I supposed to do that? Well, what I ended up doing is setting a timer for about 2 minutes every day. I just allowed my thoughts to be consciously known. So this took kind of not emptying my mind, but being more aware of what was going in my mind. And I was absolutely blown away by how many thoughts were just coming in and out and racing that I was not aware of because I didn't ever take time to just stop and think, which is so crazy to say that out loud now because I am very attuned to this now after doing this for 6 years. But I just set my intention on my birth experience, right? What I wanted. I wanted a beautiful, peaceful home birth. And any thought that would come up and make itself known consciously, I'd write it down. Especially if it was negative, right? So if it was a memory, maybe it was a sentence or like a picture. Now that it was brought into the light, I could rewrite that. Okay, so I want to give you an example. I had a chronic thought that would come up that I would get transferred and I would have to have a C-section, right? I started feeling a physical response to that thought. Okay. And again, this goes back to how our body was created. We are very connected in our mind and our body. Our mind thinks something, it releases stress hormones, which increases our heart rate. And I felt that. I felt that in my body. My heart would race. I would feel panicky. I had a hard time breathing. And so what I would do is write that fearful thought down. And then in my head, I would visualize what I wanted birth to be like. So I was consciously rewriting that fear away. And I actually didn't really know the humongous impact that it would have. But the more I did it, the more peace I felt. And I knew I couldn't control outcomes. And I wasn't manifesting my birth like you hear a bunch of new age, you know, birth people talk about. But what I was doing was I was telling my brain what information it needs to give me the direction that I needed to go in, right? And I also knew that I could surrender the outcome to the Lord, which would decrease my stress level, which had a very positive benefit on my pregnancy. So this work is absolutely powerful, and your mind impacts you on a deep level, okay? This can even impact your DNA, which again impacts your overall health. So in the Bible, Romans 8:6, it says, "For to set the mind on flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace." So ask yourself, are the thoughts that are coming into my head
Are they fleshly thoughts? Are they thoughts coming from the enemy? Or is my mind on the spirit? Am I experiencing life and peace? This is powerful stuff that you're not finding in any other birth course. Let me just tell you that. So what I want you to do for homework, I want you to practice this, okay? Set a timer for 2 minutes. Think about your birth. Allow these thoughts to come into your mind and then start writing them down. Okay, if anything negative comes to mind, write it down, and I want you to replace it with truth. Where do we find truth at? We find it in the Bible, right? Who are you? What is your identity? What are the promises that the Lord has given you? Where are you finding that in scripture? Imagine what your birth to be like. Again, our brain does not know the difference between imagination and reality. Give your brain what to focus on. Imagine that birth outcome. Then give yourself a high five in the mirror. Okay, I take that from Mel Robbins. Seriously, so amazing. I've been giving myself a high five and I just feel so much happier. But it's going to be a cue to your brain like, okay, I can do this, and repeat this for 67 days, okay? For some people I've heard, and I don't know, thinking back, I mean, this was so long ago, I don't remember if I experienced this, but I've heard that when you start doing this work, there can be some resistance around like day five where you're like, oh, this is dumb. I can't do this. It's not doing anything. And then maybe like when you push past that, which is really important to do, you need to push past the resistance, okay, in order to see breakthrough. And at day 14, there might be some more resistance as well. You can push through this, okay? And it will benefit you. You can do it. If you would like to work more on rewiring your brain, you need help. You need somebody to walk alongside of you, give you accountability, bounce some things off of, and you just want to experience joy and peace during your pregnancy, I have a gift for you, okay? So when you join as a founding member in the Home Birth Hub this week, I'm going to gift you with my workbook, Finding Joy in Pregnancy and Birth. Because this is the first launch of a brand new course, you're going to get it for 50% off what it's going to be worth. This will absolutely not be offered again. I'm only looking for 10 people. Some spots have already been filled, so hurry up. Today is the day. Join the Peaceful Home Birth Facebook group. Read the feature post to learn more and what it means to be a founding member. And the link straight to the payment is in the description. As soon as you pay that, I will send over the book and we'll get you in the Facebook group for founding members. I am so excited to start this journey with you guys because I know that the Lord has breakthrough. The Lord desires peace and joy during this pregnancy. Babies, pregnancy, it's a gift, right? And so we want to maximize and enjoy this gift and be as thankful for this gift as possible. So I'm really, really excited to see what the Lord has in store for you. Sign up for this course and we will get started at the end of April. All right. As always, thanks for listening and peace be with you. I hope you loved today's episode and found it so helpful and encouraging. If you did, would you take 30 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend who has been praying for a peaceful home birth? Lastly, make sure you get my free download of my complete home birth essentials checklist. Make sure you have everything ready to go so you're able to feel at peace and confidence leading into your home birth. This printable checklist has all of the important but less glamorous or thought of items that I have found to be so incredibly helpful to have at a home birth after working with many clients in person. Now, get it by clicking the link in the show notes. And as always, thanks for listening and peace be with you.